Connecting Link Between God and Man, February 13. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Christ is the connecting link between God and man. He has promised his personal intercession by employing his name. He places the whole virtue of his righteousness on the side of the suppliant. Christ pleads for man, and man, in need of divine help, pleads for himself in the presence of God, using the power of the influence of the one who gave his life for the world. As we acknowledge before God our appreciation of Christ's merits, fragrance is given to our intercessions. Oh, who can value this great mercy and love? As we approach God through the virtue of Christ's merits, we are clothed with his priestly vestments. He places us close by his side, encircling us with his human arm, while with his divine arm he grasps the throne of the infinite. He puts his merits, as sweet incense, in a censer in our hands, in order to encourage our petitions. He promises to hear and answer our supplications. Everyone who will break from the slavery and service of Satan, and will stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel will be kept by Christ's intercessions. Christ, as our mediator, at the right hand of the Father, ever keeps us in view, for it is as necessary that he should keep us by his intercessions as that he should redeem us with his blood. If he lets go his hold of us for one moment, Satan stands ready to destroy. As the prayers of the sincere and contrite ones ascend to heaven, Christ says to the Father, I will take their sins. Let them stand before you innocent. As he takes their sins from them, he fills their hearts with the glorious light of truth and love. Our need of Christ's intercession is constant. Day by day, morning and evening, the humble heart needs to offer up prayers to which will be returned answers of grace and peace and joy. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually.